This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
There are about 2 weeks left to avoid the fiscal cliff of spending cuts and tax increases, and it appears both sides are getting closer to a compromise on the tax increase part of the deal. Instead of raising taxes on people making more than $250,000 a year, President Obama and Republicans are reportedly considering raising taxes on people who make more than $400,000 a year. Marketplace's Quina Kim reports.
During the election, President Obama defined a rich household as one making $250,000 a year. But now, at $400,000?
In a sense, the president is redefining what's rich. And it goes back to rich, to an economist, is wealth.
Chris Lowe is a chief economist at FTN Financial. By wealth, Lowe means how many assets you have. But in politics these days, wealth has been defined by income. And that can get complicated.
It's kind of like this. If you're living in Peoria making $200,000 a year, chances are you're a senior executive in one of the manufacturing companies there, and you're doing really well.
And if you live in New York, Chicago, or San Francisco?
Chances are you're a professional, you're a doctor, you might be a lawyer. The cost of living is higher. With a couple of kids, it's a struggle.
Lowe says there are not a lot of people who make $400,000 a year. But if you do, Lowe says most people would agree, you're rich. I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.